This TSN 1040 podcast is powered by Metro Ford. It's hard to beat a Metro Ford deal. In Fort Coquitlam and online at metromotors.com. Time for more Weisbot Vancouver Giants hockey on TSN 1040.
The third period is brought to you by TELUS. With the call from the Envision Financial broadcast booth, here's Brendan Batchelor.
Along with Bill Wilms as we get set to go to the third period. The Seattle Thunderbirds with a 6-0 lead on the Vancouver Giants after two. The Giants' last game of the regular season here. They are not playoff bound this year. So this is it. 20 more minutes of hockey for Vancouver here late in the campaign. And Bill, if you're Jason McKee, what's the message to these players going into the last period? Obviously, it's a big uphill climb for them here, trailing one of the top teams in the Western Conference 6-0. But you want to try and get something out of this third period, don't you?
Well, the message, I would think, would be, guys, you've given us an awful lot of times in the season. In fact, of late, there's been many nights, Jason McKee speaking, where he'd say to the guys, you've made me proud in spite of our record. Guys, let's all go out strong. Let's go out and make us all feel good. Give us a good 20 minutes. Is that Kubik in the net? Have they made a goaltending change?
They have indeed.
I would think that they had to get Tendick out of there, not because he wasn't playing well, but primarily you can't leave a 17-year-old to end up, you know, it's already 6-0. You can't let him, you know, I don't want to call it a mercy pulling, but you got to get him out of there.
Tendick
for his confidence sake.
6 goals on 25 shots, 19 saves. So Ryan Kubik will come in for cleanup duty as we head to the third period. Giants will skate from left to right in the final frame. And the third period faceoff is presented by Avenue Machinery, your number one award-winning Kubota dealer for Western Canada. Malm, Spencer, and Watts, along with Plouffe and Worry, to begin the third period for Vancouver. And the Giants win the draw. Here they come across the Seattle line. Jordan Worry dumps it into the corner. Spencer in on the forecheck, lays a hit on the end boards. Can't come up with the puck, though. And Turner Ottenbright will bring it back to center. Ottenbright with a pass ahead for Kolesar. He'll cut over to the left wing boards in the Vancouver zone. Throws it back to the right wing. Here's Barron for the line with a quick shot. Missed wide of the net. Rebound comes over to the near boards. High in the air. Knocked down by Kolesar on the wall. Kolesar played into the slot. Broken up by Braden Watts. He'll get it out to center. As Calvin Spencer will pursue the loose puck. Turner Ottenbright back to it first for Seattle. Ottenbright behind the Thunderbird net. Holding on to the puck. Passes near side for Ryan Gropp. Groff at his own line for Ethan Bear. He'll gain the red line this time and dump it in. Brendan Semchuk back to the puck on the near boards for the Giants. The 17-year-old Kamloops native passes to center for Ronick. Ronick clears it in behind the Seattle goal. Stankowski out of his net to play. It leaves for Jarrett Tischka. Tischka on the far boards. Pass out of the reach of Hyman. Comes to Semchuk in the high slot with a wrist shot. Blocked away by Tischka to the corner as Niles and Stankowski got tangled up in the crease. Giants still have it in the zone. Here's Semchuk from the left point trying to go along the line to Jeff Raymond, but the pass is broken up. And Raymond has to go back in his own zone for it. Barbaris on the near boards to center for Semchuk. On to the left wing for Ronning. Ronning across the Seattle line down to the bottom of the circle for Wesley on the far boards. Puck battled away from him by Tischka, and here's Moilainen to center. Sammy Moilainen into the Vancouver end over the left wing wall, driving wide on Caleb Bullich. Moilainen goes behind the net, out the far side. Bullich hits him into the boards, and the puck is tied up on the half wall. Moilainen down on his knees on top of the puck and draws a whistle from the referee.
You know, Ryan Gropp, we talk a lot about his offense and what he does and how well he skates. He's one of those guys that scored early in his Western Hockey League career. He scored his first WHL goal 2 minutes into the first WHL game he played. We had a great interview with Andy Eyde about him. We talked about him in our pregame show. Neglected to mention that Barzal, or did we? We talked about Barzal being from Vancouver area. I thought Gropp was too, till I remembered he's a Kamloops kid that's playing here in Seattle.
Barzal, a Coquitlam native, product of the Burnaby Winter Club, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
As Enzer gets a shot off the right wing in the Vancouver zone, tipped by a stick and out of play. 2:06 gone in the third. Seattle leads Vancouver 6-0.
Yeah, and again, you have to feel for the guys that are playing their last period as a 20-year-old in the Western Hockey League.
Calvin Spencer and Jeff Raymond, who we heard from in the two intermissions.
Well, that's tough. That really, really is tough. Man. All the memories that go by in a heartbeat.
And I could tell, particularly with Raymond, started to get a little bit choked up when thinking about it and doing that interview. former Tri-City American and Spokane Chief, playing his 205th career game. Kind of a journeyman defenseman that ended up with Vancouver early in the year. They had an open 20-year-old spot, and as a veteran guy, they brought him in on the blue line, and man, he's been a solid soldier for this club, this team,
and he's
or
played,
this club this year.
You know, Batch, he's played a lot hurt, too. He's a guy that doesn't make known a lot of the injuries or hurts that he has, but yeah, he's given his team yeoman duty. There's no question about that. And everybody that kind of plays with him, I think, learns a little bit about how you play that defensive part of the game.
And then with Calvin Spencer, I mentioned to him, it's interesting it comes full circle that as a former Thunderbird, he comes in here and will play his former team, the team he started with his WHL career, in his final game as Ryan Kubik makes a save on a point shot by Ethan Bear. Moy lining at center to his own line for Turner Ottenbright. And in fact, I saw a couple of Calvin Spencer jerseys in the stands here this afternoon as well. So that's nice to see that he's being supported here by the Seattle faithful that remember him here as a longtime T-Bird.
Yeah, you know, and he renews acquaintances with Tyler Adams, number 17 for the Seattle Thunderbirds. He also played for Swift Current.
Ethan Bear with a shot from the right point, kicked out by Kubik with the pad. Spencer, of course, acquired by the Giants at the trade deadline from Swift Current as Sammy Moilainen hauls down Jordan Worry deep in the Vancouver zone. Giants will go to the white spot power play for the third time tonight. They're 0-2.
Aggressive player in the offensive zone is Sammy Moilainen. Terrific year, 17-year-old Euro. You seldom, you know, get that kind of a season out of a European 17-year-old hockey player. It does happen, but more often than not, you pick a guy up in the European draft at that age to develop him. But he's played 69 games, 21 goals, 20 assists. Great, great rookie season. Takes an offensive zone penalty for Seattle. Vancouver on the power play.
Giants 2 of the white spot power play. Here's Ronning from the right point into the slot for Wesley. Backhand pass to the front of the net. Intended for Semchuk. Never got there. It was broken up. Now Ronning on the right wing side of the goal for Semchuk. One touch pass into the slot. Missed Wesley and trickles back out to center ice. Barbaras at his own line onto the right wing for Ronning. Ronning into the Seattle zone. Throws it across to the left point for Flamin. Into the far corner for Semchuk. He'll work back to the top of the circle. Backdoor feed for Barbaras. Pinching him for the line. Chases it down in the right corner, threw it to the net. It's tipped away by Ethan Bear and cleared down the ice by Matthew Wedman. And we had Andy Eide on the pregame show as Wesley cuts down the left wing, tees up a slap shot that missed the net. And he talked about how Russ Farwell compared Sammy Moilainen to former Giant Brendan Gallagher when they brought him in, saying he has that sort of tenacious attitude around the net.
Well, he's good. I haven't seen quite the Gallagher comparison yet. I'll take his word for it. But Brendan Gallagher, a very special hockey player as a 70-year-old, you know, ultimately holds all the scoring records for Vancouver. But, all right, it's, you know, he is good. He's quick. He's tough. He's small.
He's got a nose for the net. He goes to the dirty areas.
Yeah, he does all that. By the way, good to see Matt Barbaras back on the ice.
After taking a puck in the face back in the second period. Giants with just over 30 seconds left on the power play here. They come across the Seattle line. Spencer into the slot for Malm. Gives to Watts. Back to Malm. One-time chance. Centered over the net. Vancouver's best opportunity of the night, and Malm fired it over the target as the T-Birds clear again.
Three passes over and inside the Seattle blue line, and a fourth that just went over the top of the net on the shot.
This third period of white spot Vancouver Giants hockey is brought to you by TELUS. Giants again into the Seattle zone. Watts on the left wing. The point for Malm. He'll shovel it to the right wing boards for Calvin Spencer. Spencer back to the point. Middle of the ice for Bullich off the bench. Wrist shot on. Stopped by Stankowski. Rebound top of the crease. Malm can't get it. It comes to Watts in the right corner. Thunderbirds back to even strength. Here's Watts in front for Malm with a quick shot. Stopped by Stankowski with the right pad. And he'll cover up. Malm had some time there. Stick handled and fired it on. But the young netminder, 16 years of age, Carl Stankowski, in the Seattle goal, made the save.
And you know the most impressive part of that whole sequence is the play Caleb Bullish made just inside the Seattle blue line. Made a really neat little deke with the puck, protected it beautifully, got it towards the goal. That was the important thing. And then James Malm and the rest of the guys kind of took over. Nice job by Bullish at the point.
Defensive zone faceoff win for Seattle. Here's Turner Ottenbright to center on left wing. Dumps the puck in. Moilainen in on the forecheck. Upended on the end boards by Ryan Jones. Laid a bump on him. Semchuk on the near boards. Lifts it out to center. Ottenbright has to go back into his own zone for the puck. Gives it away to Semchuk on the near side, and he'll dump it in. Stankowski out of the Seattle goal. Leaves it behind the net for Ottenbright. He'll pass near side for Donovan Niles. Niles plays it up the left wing for Nolan Volkin. Stood up at the Vancouver line by Matt Barberis. Plays ahead for Semchuk. Up the left wing. Would have sent Ty Ronning in clean. Ronning hauls down Ethan Bear after he couldn't get the puck. Delayed call against Vancouver. Seattle's going to have a power play in a moment. Ethan Bear still with it. Near side for Moilainen. T-Bird 6-on-5, but the goaltender out will bring it to center. Moilainen winding down the left wing. Passes back into his own zone for Ethan Bear. He missed it, so Aaron Hyman will go back to it. Now Bear with it at the top of the crease. Plays left wing for Alexander True in stride. True onto the right wing for Ryan Gropp. He's got a lane down the board. Shot top of the circle. Whistled that one wide of the net. Barberis across to touch the puck. Will draw the whistle, and the Giants will go to the GNF financial penalty kill. 7:05 into the third period, trailing 6-0.
33 minutes and penalties for Ty Ronning. You know, when you're the size that he is and plays with the tenacity that he plays with, you know that you figure he might get 60, 65, maybe even 70 penalty minutes in a season. But you can tell, you know, he has a pretty low number in spite of the way he plays. Though he knows that he's playing on the right side of the line most of the time, but that time he takes the feet from underneath the Seattle Thunderbird right at the T-Bird blue line.
Thunderbird's third power play of the night. They're 1-for-2, and again, Steve Konowalczuk will send out his fourth line on the man advantage with a 6-0 lead here in the third. And taking his foot off the gas a little bit here in his club's final regular season game. They're locked into second place in the U.S. division. It's out of their hands who they'll play in the first round, and with a 6-goal lead here in the third, he's going to give some of his depth players a bit of a chance here on the power play.
I think they're 6-4 in the 10 games that they played against the Portland Winterhawks. Much better record, if I'm not mistaken, against the Tri-City Americas. Fans always love that Portland-Seattle matchup, no matter when it is.
Here's Nolan Volkin to the Vancouver net down the left wing. He's got 2 goals already. Might have been thinking about a hat trick, but had his stick lifted, never got a shot free. Giants battle it to the point, held in by Matthew Wedman. Down to the right circle for Scott Enzer. Enzer cuts into the high slot. Feeds to the bottom of the right circle on the far boards. Now it's played back to the line. Here's Harsh to the right circle for Nolan Volkin. Wrist shot blocked away by Flamin to the corner. Wedman onto it there. Sends it up the boards. Flamin broke it up and clears it out past Harsh and into the Seattle end. As of right now, it looks like it is going to be Portland and Seattle in the first round of the playoffs. Winterhawks trailing Spokane 6-1 after 2, but the Tri-City Americans are also down 4-2 against Everett in the third period. So if those two games stay the way they are right now, Portland will finish third in the U.S. division. Tri-City will be in a wild card spot, which would mean that Prince George would get Tri-City and Seattle would get Portland.
Why do you like that travel for the Cougars?
Not a whole lot. Pretty close to the worst travel you could ask for in the Western Conference as Matt Barberis puts a puck into his own bench on the near boards with 8:35 gone in the third.
I tell you this, though, Batch. The Western Hockey League final in the Western Conference, that final championship, not WHL final, I'm not talking East-West. The conference final for this Western Conference is going to be a thing of beauty. Whatever the two teams that meet there, they are going to clearly, I think, be the two best in the WHL. I know I have a lot of respect for Medicine Hat Tigers over on the other side and Regina Pats, but this championship in the Western Conference, whoever it is going to be a thing of beauty in my mind.
Such a tight dogfight in the Western Conference for positioning. You look at the BC Division coming into the games today. Prince George, 96 points. Kelowna, 95. Kamloops, 90. Victoria, 80. In the U.S. Division, Everett, 99. Seattle, 96. Portland, 84. Tri-City, 83. Not much separating all of those playoff teams, which is going to make the first round pretty compelling, I think, as the Giants successfully kill off that penalty. Thunderbirds unable to score on the power play. They're 1-for-3 on the man advantage. Tonight, 10:47 left in the third. Seattle leads 6-0.
I couldn't pick the two finalists in the Western Conference final. It'd be hard to pick. Do you pick the Cougars, the Kelowna Rockets, Seattle Thunderbirds, Portland surging at the right time? Tri-City's going to be hurt by the fact that Rasmussen is not playing. I think he's out for the year with him, and he's a first round potential first round draft pick in the coming draft. obviously a terrific talent. They're going to miss him.
And you look no further than the first-round matchup between the Kelowna Rockets and Kamloops Blazers. At the end of the regular season, those teams separated by just 5 points, and one of them would be going home after one round.
Remember last year, the Kelowna Rockets won in Game 7 in overtime. Don Hayes, Kamloops Blazers, he said getting past the first round this year is a must. He says anything short of that is a disappointing season.
Of course, they've got Connor Ingram in the crease, likely his last year of junior. He'd be a 20-year-old next year. Expected to play pro hockey in that Tampa Bay Lightning organization. Ingram, one of the two Canadian World Junior goaltenders, along with Carter Hart. And again, that speaks to the strength out here in the Western Conference, too. Both of Canada's World Junior goaltenders, Western Conference netminders in the WHL.
And I have a feeling Dylan Ferguson is going to start, I really do, against Kelowna Rockets. He played 6 games during the season against Kelowna.
As the Thunderbirds attack the Vancouver goal, Niles down the left wing, played it to the back door. Moinainen couldn't get it to go. Now a shot from the line by Hyman is stopped by Ryan Kubik. Cleared up the far boards by Ryan Jones. Puck ends up behind the Vancouver net. Jones onto it there. Watched by Nolan Volkan, clears around to the far boards. Ty Ronning scampers onto it. Ronning leaves for Caleb Bullich. He'll get it off the window and out of the zone. Aaron Hyman breaks it up at center and dumps it back in. Bullich, the 16-year-old call-up, Yorkton, Saskatchewan native. Passes near side for Ryan Jones. Across to the far boards for Johnny Wesley. He'll get it off the glass to center, and Ty Ronning dumps it in. Brendan Semchuk in on the forecheck. Back to it is Austin Strand. Strand walked up the boards, gave it away to Wesley. He's got it in the right corner. Wesley feeds the line. Matt Barbaras gets it on the right side. Skates into the corner. Tried to rim it behind the net. Broken up by Strand. He'll pass near side for Zach Andrusiak. Goes rink wide to the right wing for Sammy Moinainen at center. Takes a long shot. Blocked wide to the net by DeRoos. Bounces back to the crease, and Ryan Kubik covers up. 8:29 to go in the third period. It's Seattle 6 and Vancouver nothing. This is White Spot Vancouver Giants hockey on TSN 1040.
Just a little. I did it. I reached the top.
Billy.
What the? George? How did you? But we're on top of a mountain.
I like to come up here to think sometimes.
Huh?
My Subaru's symmetrical full-time all-wheel drive makes the trek up here all but effortless. What of you, eh?
I've been climbing for 9 hours.
Yeah, I was watching. You gonna want to ride down?
Yeah.
Conquer winter with Subaru all-wheel drive. Visit your Western dealer for great rates from 0.5%. Subaru. Confidence in motion.
BC leads in job creation. In fact, right now there are thousands of jobs available on the workbc.ca website. Whether you're looking for a job or looking for a career change, workbc.ca can help with job search tools and resources. You can search jobs in your community by industry, education, salary, and more. Check out workbc.ca today. Our opportunity is here. A message from the Government of BC.
This is the sound of heavy traffic driving past your window. This is the sound of an incandescent bulb burning out. This is the sound of a fridge built in 1987 trying to keep your leftover spaghetti from going bad. And this is what it would sound like if those cars were electric, if that bulb was an LED, and that fridge was Energy Star certified. See the difference smart energy choices can make at powersmart.ca.
The third period of White Spot Vancouver Giants hockey is brought to you by TELUS.
Back at the Showwear Center, 8:29 to go in the third period. Seattle Thunderbirds with a 6-0 lead on the Vancouver Giants. The last game of the season for the G-men. Brandon Batchelor and Bill Wilms with you here south of the border. Canberra producing our broadcast back at TSN 1040 Mission Control in downtown Vancouver. We'll say it again on the postgame show, Bill, but want to take this opportunity to thank all of our listeners for joining us all season long, the 2016-17 season for the Vancouver Giants here on TSN Radio.
Yeah, I know exactly. And, you know, we say this day one of our broadcast, first part of the season, first game of the season, it's a journey, and we're going to take you down that journey on the highs. There's going to be some lows. Unfortunately, a lot of lows this year for Vancouver in terms of wins. But, you know, we don't try to get too excited over a win. We don't try to get too down over the losses. We want to keep it honest, keep it real, and talk to you fans and help you along that journey.
As these young hockey players continue on their journey as well, and albeit a losing season for Vancouver for a lot of young guys that have played a lot of minutes in the Giant lineup, an important one in their development.
Well, they'll look back at this season. They'll say, do you remember when our hockey club won 20 games all year? You remember that? As they sit there at 35, 40, 45 wins. I can see that coming. That's going to happen. There's no doubt in my mind.
Tristan Darroos to center for Vancouver. Dumps it in behind the Seattle net. Carl Stankowski out of the goal to play it. Sends it far side for Ethan Bear. He'll get it to center. It's dumped back in by Braden Watts on the near boards. Stankowski out of the goal to play it. Gives to Bear behind the net. Again up the far side for Alexander True. Headman feed up the left wing for Matthew Wedman. Tried to drop off of the near boards for Gropp. Pass is broken up. And Gropp is forced back to the point. Was able to hold in nonetheless. As he was upended by Spencer, sharp angle wrist shot by Alexander True goes wide of the Vancouver goal. And the Giants clear the zone. Ethan Bear back into the Vancouver end. Gives on the left wing. Moylainen driving to the goal to the backhand. Stopped by Kubik in tight. Nice save. On the net drive by Moylainen, the finish forward for the T-Birds. Now a wrist shot from the point by Ethan Bear. Blockered away by Kubik. Wedman has it in the left corner. He's pinned to the boards by Ryan Jones. Out from behind the net. His ends are trying to jam it in. Rebound comes high slot. Ethan Bear with a drive. Kubik makes the save and holds on with 6:42 left in the third. Seattle 6, Vancouver no score.
By my count, that might be Bear's first shot from the point. We talk about he's got one of the best, and I think Vancouver's done a pretty good job of making sure he doesn't get it away. But the other thing, too, when you talk about with the Vancouver Giants coming off their second losing season, you know, in a row, I mean, it's been missing in the playoffs a number of years now, but you go back to the Pacific Coliseum where the team played last year. If you're losing and you're playing in that big building, to me it was always kind of like a neutral site. Now with the LEC, even though it's a losing season, it feels like they're establishing home ice.
As the Giants trying to work the puck around the Seattle net, Borschmeyer fanned on an opportunity in front of the goal. T-Birds keep it. Well, Giants keep it in the zone, rather. Tishka will play it up the right wing to center for Moylainen, and he'll dump it down the boards deep into Vancouver territory. Yeah, the atmosphere at the LEC has been good this year, and it's one of those situations where you think about the potential in there with a winning team and maybe a home playoff date and the kind of excitement you'd be able to generate in that building. It's something that I think will serve the organization very well for years to come.
Yeah, because I think that group, that fan base in that area would really, I mean really, get behind a winning Vancouver Giant team when that gets into the playoffs. And who knows what happens once you get in there, because this team's headed in the right direction.
Puck tied up in the left corner of Vancouver zone. Moylainen driving off the wall to the front of the net. Had his backhand shot hit the outside of the goal. Vulcan on the near boards. Clears into the corner. Moylainen behind the Vancouver net. Centers to the slot. Pass was out of the reach of Elijah Brown, and the Giants will clear it down. Icing waved off. Vancouver gets a wholesale change. Austin Strand out from his own zone. Left wing to center for Andrusiak. Zach Andrusiak down the left wing. Centering feed looking for Elijah Brown in front. Broken up by Matt Barbaras. Ends up behind the net. And the Giants will turn off ice. Brendan Semchuk leading the way. Semchuk blows past Adams on the right wing. He'll drive wide down the board. Sharp angle shot. Centered over the net of Stankowski. And Semchuk has it again on the left wing board. Short pass to the front of the goal. Here's Wesley. Played it in front. He scores! Johnny Wesley with a centering feed. It bounced off the sprawling defenseman Turner Ottenbright. And through the legs of Carl Stankowski, Giants spoiled the shutout bid for the 16-year-old Seattle netminder. Johnny Wesley makes it 6-1, his 11th of the season.
And you know me, I'm always going back to where did all of that start? Brendan Semchuk, coast to coast, in his own end. Man, was he flying down that right side. Got into the faceoff circle, got on the dot, shot, tried to go upstairs, and a 5'9" goaltender missed it by very, very little. Kept the play alive, get it again in the offensive zone, get it to the front of the net, bounces off a player, and Wesley gets credited with his 11th of the season. Nice job by Semchuk to start that whole play.
Not sure if he's going to earn an assist, but he definitely deserves one for his effort on that play. And the Giants, maybe with a bit of momentum, here they are in the Thunderbird zone again. Calvin Spencer in the left corner. Pressured by Hyman, carries up the boards, then cycles back down into the corner. James Malm battling for it down low with Tyler Adams. Sent up the boards. Ryan Jones into the top of the circle. Digs it free for Braden Watts. Watts at the left point for Calvin Spencer. Dances around Matthew Wedman on the boards. Can't get it deep. Wedman gets the puck back, and the T-Birds come out to center. Wedman, left wing into the Vancouver zone, dances around Bullich to the front of the net. Backhand chance, stopped by Kubik, and he'll hold on for the whistle. 4:01 to go in the third period. The Thunderbirds 6, and the Vancouver Giants 1. Johnny Wesley with the lone marker for Vancouver just a couple of moments ago.
They've given Wesley an assist on this. I don't know who's getting credit for the goal, but sounds like the announcement is a Wesley assist and a Semchuk assist.
As Ronning was going to the net, but from our vantage point, he didn't touch it. It wasn't anywhere near him. So,
well, they got the video review to always look at those, though, don't they?
Yeah, so that'll be changed after the game if it's not corrected, because for my money, it's absolutely Johnny Wesley's goal. 6-1, Seattle leads, under 4 to go in the third period. Reese Harsh clears it out of his own zone. Chipped back in by Dylan Plouffe. Three Giants collide with each other on the far boards. Flamin, Plouffe, and Ho all went down as the T-Birds come off ice. Enzer with a shot off the left wing. That's blocked. He plays into the slot. Elijah Brown fans on a wrist shot. Gets the puck back. Tried to center. Tristan DeRusse broke it up and then lifts it over the glass and out of play. That'll be a Vancouver penalty for delay of game. Tristan DeRusse to the sin bin. And the Giants back to the GNF financial penalty kill.
Brendan, let me ask you, when Semchuk went down that right side, shot that puck, he just missed that top corner. You surprised at all that the Seattle team would draft a 5'9" goaltender in the second round of a Bantam draft?
They must have seen something pretty special from him. Either that or they're projecting a growth spurt.
Well, I hope so for his sake, but usually that doesn't happen that much. But he is only 16, I will say that, playing his seventh game. We're talking about Karl Stankowski, the Seattle goaltender. He's only got the 2 wins. One has been against Vancouver. He's on his way with 3:27 left here in a 6-1 win to getting his 3rd win of the season, 2 of them against his Vancouver Giant team. But, boy, he certainly isn't very big.
Giants win the draw, clear it down the ice. And you'd be amazed the lengths that WHL scouting departments and organizations go to in terms of scouting players. And you know what? A guy like Stankowski is small right now, but you know what? Maybe they've checked out the family tree, talked to the parents, and maybe his dad's pretty tall, and they're projecting that he's going to grow a little bit over the next couple of seasons.
Well, you know what? That would make it super difficult, I think, for a goaltender to maintain that coordination as you put in a 2 or 3 or 4 inch growth spurt. I'd find that hard, especially as a goaltender. You know, when the game gets faster and you get bigger, it's a tough combination to handle.
We talk about Ryan Kubik of the Giants being a smaller goaltender. He's still 5'11", so he's got a full 2 inches on Karl Stankowski, as well as 20 pounds right now, albeit Stankowski 16, Kubik 18, so lots of development there for the young Seattle netminder. Luke Ormsby dumps it into the Vancouver zone on left wing. 50 seconds left in the Seattle power play. Just over 2 to go in the third period. Thunderbirds lead 6-1 as the Giants break the puck up on the near boards. And Braden Watts clears it all the way down the ice.
Seattle Thunderbirds have got 3 wins with 3 different goaltenders. Ryan Toth, Matt Berlin, and Karl Stankowski.
In their last 3 games.
Yeah.
Stankowski looking for another one here as Dylan Plouffe in his own zone clears it down again. T-Birds will retreat deep into their own zone with a minute and 45 seconds to go in the third period. Scott Enzer at center. Drops off for Aaron Hyman onto the left wing for Zach Andrusiak. He'll rim it behind the Vancouver net. Enzer first to it on the right corner. Enzer feeds the line for Reese Harsh, right point. Across to the left side for Aaron Hyman. Puck rolled on him on the boards. Has to chip it down the wall, right to Matt Barbaros. Passes free for Jordan Borsmeyer. Giants clear it down. DeRusse is out of the box. Vancouver back to even strength with a minute and 20 to go.
Spencer on the ice. 20-year-old. Sure, I'm guessing he probably is not going to come off.
Raymond standing, or was standing at the bench a moment ago. You imagine he'll get out for his last shift. The two 20-year-olds with this Vancouver club. We're going to wrap up their WHL careers in 1 minute.
And the pace of the play right now would allow a guy like Spencer to stay out there for the full 2 minutes.
Here's James Malm down the right wing. Drops off Caleb Bullich with a one-timer in front. Blocked away by Elijah Brown. And the T-Birds come to center. Brown with it himself. Trying to split the Vancouver defense. Played the puck past Bullich. Back to it is Ryan Jones. He'll go behind the goal and feed up the far side for Braden Watts. Watts plays right wing to center. James Malm with it. settles down to the red line. Raymond's on the ice now. Malm plays far side for Calvin Spencer. Back to the near boards for Malm. He'll leave for Jeff Raymond on the left wing, who tips it into the Seattle zone. Can't get the puck deep. Now following up to fire it on goal is Braden Watts.
That was interesting. Calvin Spencer wanted a line change. He came right to the box, turned around. They pushed him back out. You stay out. Enjoy these last 12 seconds.
Alexander True to the Vancouver line. Knocked off the puck by Spencer. Following up is Andrusiak from the right circle. Wrist shot. Hit a body in front. Rebound for True. It's played behind the net. Giants have it on the end boards. Malm will hold on to it there as the buzzer sounds. Seattle Thunderbirds beat the Vancouver Giants 6-1. And the Giants' 2016-2017 season comes to an end, as do the WHL careers of 20-year-olds Calvin Spencer and Jeff Raymond. Giants finished the season with a record of 20-46-6.
I don't know. I've been doing this a long time, Batch, but I got tears in my eyes. When that happened, when the horn went, and all those guys were in that one corner where the puck was, Calvin Spencer was away on the other side of the ice, against the boards, all by himself, stick across his lap, looking down. I couldn't see Raymond. I don't know what his situation was.
He's at the middle of the crowd right now as each player is coming and individually saluting him and giving him a tap. Spencer in there too, as the Thunderbirds salute their hometown fans here. They're postseason bound. A first round matchup with either the Portland Winterhawks or the Tri-City Americans awaits them. But for the Vancouver Giants, it's a long off season.
And boy, you like to see this.
That it'll motivate them heading into next year as some of the Thunderbird players come across. And, of course, many of them former teammates with Calvin Spencer, so they're going to come. And these guys who are opposition players all season long are hugging and saluting each other at center ice. Ryan Gropp and Ty Ronning having a chat. And same at the NHL level as it is at the WHL level. Of course, these guys compete hard on the ice all season long, but there are a lot of friends on opposing teams, in particular Calvin Spencer, a former Seattle Thunderbird, is being mobbed by his former team.
Literally.
On the ice.
Literally, at one end of the ice. The Vancouver Giants are off the ice, and there's got to be 20 Seattle Thunderbirds around Calvin Spencer. Batch, I've never seen this. I have never seen the opposing team do this to an opponent that's a 20-year-old player, albeit they've been teammates. That is really something.
A great show of class from the Seattle Thunderbirds here as their season comes to an end. And now the fans in attendance are going to salute Calvin Spencer. They remember him.
Wow.
Many games for Seattle. They're giving him a standing O as he goes off the ice.
This is something. I've never seen this.
Spencer. We'll get a handshake from Tyler Kuntz.
Is that Russ Farwell down there?
I think it is. And they mentioned Spencer over the PA system here. He takes one last twirl and steps off a Western Hockey League surface for the last time. Seattle Thunderbirds beat the Vancouver Giants 6-1 here tonight. We'll be back with the Trading Post Brewing postgame show next. This is White Spot Vancouver Giants Hockey on TSN 1040.
Now a TSN 1040 Sports Center update.
Stu Walters with the TSN 1040 Sports Center update. Keeping tabs on today's seven-game NHL menu. Just one in progress. Six finals for you as well. After 20 minutes, Flames leading the Kings 2-1. The Canadians, they got past the Senators for the second time in two nights. This time 4-1 at the Bell Center. In Winnipeg, the Jets avoided a total collapse.
7:20 remaining third period. Back toward the line. Straight now for Morrissey. Slap shot. He scores! Josh Morrissey with a one-timer beats Dubnyk along the ice. Winnipeg has regained the lead It's 5-4 for the Jets.
And that would be your final. Morrissey with the game winner for the Jets, who had allowed the Wild to erase that 4-0 deficit. Sidney Crosby's hat trick helped the Penguins pass the Panthers 4-0. Blackhawks doubled up the Avalanche 6-3. Braden Schenn scored the OT winner for the Flyers past the Hurricanes 4-3. Blue Jackets, they defeated the Devils 4-1. Golf now, an Australian Mark Leishman, he won the Arnold Palmer Invitational thanks to a final round, 3-under 69, good for minus 11 overall. One shot up on Kevin Kistner and Charlie Hoffman. Rory McIlroy, he was two shots off the pace, while it was another solid showing for Abbotsford's Adam Hadwin, who finished up at minus 8, just three shots back. Tennis now, Roger Federer got past Stan Wawrinka in straight sets to win his fifth BNP Paribas Open at Indian Wells. Let's get you to more Vancouver Giants postgame coming right up on TSN 1040.
With full reaction from tonight's game
and the latest news from around the WHL.
This is the Trading Post Brewing postgame show. Now let's talk Giants hockey on the home of the Giants, TSN 1040.
It is a final tonight from the Showare Center. The end of the game and the end of the season for the Vancouver Giants as they drop a 6-1 decision to the Seattle Thunderbirds here tonight. Game 72 of the regular season in the books. And we get into the Trading Post Brewing postgame show by taking one last look at the Kintec Footwear and Orthotics scoring summary here tonight. Started well for Seattle. They really carried this game from start to finish, and they took a 1-0 lead 30 seconds in on a goal by Alexander True. Trailing the rush, got a pass from Keegan Kolesar, wired it past David Tendek in the Giants' net. True with his 24th of the year from Kolesar and Ryan Gropp. 30 seconds into the first, made it 1-0 for Seattle. Nolan Volkan extended the lead later in the period with a high wrist shot off the right wing that found its way past Tendek. Volkan's 15th of the year from Sammy Moilainen and Donovan Niles. 8:34 the first period, and the Thunderbirds had a 2-0 lead on Vancouver after one. They outshot the Giants 13-10 in the first period. Seattle scored four times in the second period to go ahead 6-0. First, it was Elijah Brown bagging his fourth of the year on a shot off the rush from the left circle. Assist to Zach Andrusiak and Reese Harsh at 2 minutes of the second period made it 3-0. Matthew Wedman scored off a tipped point shot on a power play at 6:14. His sixth of the year from Austin Strand and Derek Tishka made it 4-0. Alexander True tallied his second of the night and 25th of the season, knocking a puck past Tendek from the top of the crease after a feed from behind the net from Keegan Kolesar. Austin Strand with the second assist on that goal, 8:46 of the second, made it 5-0. Then Volkan bagged his second marker of the night, 16th of the year, on another centering feed from behind the net. Sammy Moilainen and Aaron Hyman with assists on that goal, 16:36 of the middle frame. It was 6-0 Seattle after two. They outshot Vancouver 12-3 in the second period. Giants would spoil the shutout bid for Carl Stankowski in the third period as Johnny Wesley carried the puck down the left wing, tried to center the puck to the front of the net, but it bounced off Seattle defenseman Turner Ottenbright and passed Stankowski. Wesley's 11th of the season from Brendan Semchuk. 15:15 of the third period made it 6-1, and that completed the scoring in the game tonight. Shots in the third period favored Seattle 9-7. They outshoot Vancouver 34-20 in the hockey game and win it 6-1. T-Birds were 1-for-4 on the power play, so the Giants had three successful GNF financial penalty kills. Meanwhile, Vancouver was 0-for-3 on the white spot power play. Let's get you tonight's game review, and really we should call it the season review tonight. Brought to you by Wayne Gretzky Okanagan Wines, award-winning BC VQA Wines from the Great One, available at your local BC liquor store. As I'm rejoined now by Bill Wilms, and hockey never ceases to amaze you, Bill. Tough season for the Vancouver Giants comes to an end here tonight. We talked about it moments ago, but I want to revisit it. A wonderful show of class from the Seattle Thunderbirds as they come across and shake hands with Jeff Raymond and their former teammate Calvin Spencer, 20-year-olds for Vancouver, whose WHL careers came to an end on the ice tonight as the T-Birds are doing their end-of-season awards down here at ice level right now. But that really pulls at the heartstrings, doesn't it?
I thought so. It got me. I'd never seen that before, ever. And, I mean, he was literally had the whole team around him. And, you know, when the game ended, the horn went, as I said, puck was in the far left corner in the Vancouver Giants zone. And instead of skating to where that action was, where the horn was, Calvin Spencer took the big turn, went to the hash mark on the other side against the boards, just stood there, bent over, and finally skated to join his guys. And boy, that Seattle team came over, and they, I mean, I can't believe for one second. I can't imagine for one second that Calvin Spencer's eyes weren't filled with tears. That was, Batch, that was very, very touching. And then the applause that they got here from the crowd that Spencer got. Very, very popular hockey player. And for my money, a really solid acquisition by Glenn Hanlon. You know, to have a team develop as a young group and then put a veteran guy that's been around as long as he has been, he was a good presence on the ice just about every time he played. He could skate. He could get involved. Did a nice job. His scoring, I think he was one of the leaders on the power play for Vancouver on the season.
Finished with the team lead in power play goals with 7, albeit most of those were scored for Swift Current, but that's his season total. And you can tell that they really appreciate him here. He played parts of 2 seasons here in Seattle, 99 games in a Thunderbird uniform, and was remembered well here by the fans in attendance.
And then went to Swift Current even after that. Imagine if he was that kind of a fan favorite with the Broncos as well.
And he played just over 100 games there before coming to Vancouver, finishing in the final 30 games of the year with the Giants in his final season. Let's talk about Jeff Raymond, too, while we're talking about the graduating players. Journeyman defenseman, I think it's fair to say, former Spokane Chief, landed with the Tri-City Americans. They had a situation where they had too many 20-year-olds at the start of the year, so they released him, and the Giants pick him up. And I said it earlier, solid citizen on the blue line, a guy that played through injuries, as you mentioned, and you know, didn't spend a lot of time in a Vancouver uniform, but I think probably had a big impact in the dressing room.
Well, you know, Tri-City coach Mike Williamson said, and did Craig West, the play-by-play guy, talking about Raymond. And I can't recall the youngster that he played with as a partner in Tri-City. And they gave Raymond a ton of credit for being, a mentor for the youngster for the Tri-City.
Parker
American.
Weatherspoon, maybe?
No, it was a guy that's there right now. And you know, I could see that, and he's the kind of a guy, I mean, mature beyond his years as a 20-year-old. My goodness, he's just a real classy guy. Wasn't spectacular, never would be spectacular, but, you know, I thought that was a tremendous compliment paid to a defenseman. When you're playing as a defenseman, Batch, one of the biggest compliments you can get is you're making your partner play better. That's good, and I thought that was Jeff Raymond to a large extent for Vancouver.
Final thoughts here on the game tonight and the season as a whole. 6-1, Vancouver defeated, obviously, and not the result they wanted. We've said that more times than we haven't this year, but this was a team that didn't quit effort-wise, and they get a goal in the third period so that they're not shut out on their final night of the year.
Well, you give up a goal 30 seconds into the first period, it's always going to be difficult. 2-0 after the first, and a quick recap. I thought Vancouver, even though they were down 2-0, the shots on goal in that first period were 13-10 for Seattle. So Vancouver had some opportunities. But the 3-0 goal, the one where Elijah Brown scored when he came over the blue line and got that wrist shot in from about 20 feet over the blue line, that to me was a backbreaker. It was tough after that. Vancouver took a penalty, and you know, Matt Wendman made it 4-0, and really the floodgates were open. But you know, a good solid third period. They get the goal, the Wesley goal, and you know, not surprising, the Seattle team wanted to take care of business tonight, and they're tough to handle in this building, and they were. They came as advertised.
And they skate away with the 6-1 win here tonight, as we talked about throughout the broadcast. Still waiting to find out who they're going to play in the first round, although if scores of the out-of-town scoreboard indicate anything, you know what, actually, the Tri-City Americans have come back and forced the Everett Silvertips to overtime. So Tri-City has earned a single point. That puts them to 84 points, which means they're now tied with the Portland Winterhawks, who are losing 7-2 in the third period in Spokane. If Tri-City wins that game, it's going to be Seattle Tri-City in the first round rather than Portland.
Well, are they tied? If it ends up the way it is right now?
Well, they'll end tied on points, and I haven't looked at the tiebreakers
exactly,
to see who would have that.
If he wins as number one, wins in the league, and then head-to-head, it's a lot for us to look up real quick.
Yeah, here. Well, if Tri-City loses that game in overtime, they'd have the same number of wins and the same number of points.
Wow.
And then
I can't
after
tell
that,
you how they played head to head.
Then after that, you'd probably have to look at the regulation. Like, the record would be almost identical.
You mean against each other?
I'd have to look up the season series. Just the overall record would be identical.
Yeah. So the overall, yeah, the wins.
Yeah, and so I think Portland won the season series, but we'd have to do some digging in the break and look that up. It would be a lot easier on us in terms of math.
You have to do some digging.
I was going
to
say, it'd be a lot easier for us in terms of math if Tri-City just wins that game in overtime, and then it's all home and cooled. But we'll keep an eye on that as the postgame show rolls on. Let's get you the three stars for tonight's game here between the Thunderbirds and the Giants. As always, they're brought to you by Starline Windows. And as selected in the building here, Sammy Moilanen, the third star for Seattle, had two assists in this one.
Yeah, he's quick. He's on the puck. He's diligent. And you have to be. You have to have that escapability factor when you're his size, and he's able to do that. You can't line him up in the sights very often and eliminate him. And the Finnish 17-year-old is really an impressive player. No doubt about that.
Second star for the T-Birds, Nolan Volkan, had two goals tonight.
Yeah, he's a veteran in this league. He's been there. He's been with that winning team. Anybody that's played for this hockey club last year that went to the WHL final, losing in five games to the Wheat Kings, you know you come back from that experience a better hockey player in that next year, and Volkan is that.
First star tonight, Alexander True, also scored twice, tallying his 24th and 25th of the year for the T-Birds.
Big guy that can skate, good hand. Didn't he play for Denmark in the World Junior team? I mean, was fantastic over there, I thought. You know, you got to get lucky sometimes with your European picks. Russ Farwell targeted him, and I talked about it during the broadcast. He really, to me and Pete Labardius, when we were calling that game, we felt that Alexander True became the hockey player that he's capable of becoming at this point in his career last year in that final against the Wheat Kings. He was really, really good.
Those are the three stars of tonight's game, once again brought to you by Starline Windows. The Vancouver Giants are proud to once again host the Giants Hockey School at the Ladner Leisure Center coming up in the summer. It'll be August 14th to the 18th. Programs are available for boys and girls in H1, H2, H3, H4, Atom, and Peewee. And early bird pricing is available now. You'll receive $20 off the full price of the Vancouver Giants Hockey School when you submit your $100 deposit by Friday, March 31st at 2 p.m. Still lots more of the Trading Post Brewing postgame show yet to come. Hoping to be joined by Giants assistant coach Tyler Kuntz in a couple of moments. Once again, the final tonight from Seattle. The Giants dropped their last game of the season 6-1 to the Thunderbirds. This is White Spot Vancouver Giants Hockey on TSN 1040.
If you've never had nerve pain, it's intense pain.
John Abbott here with Dr. Travis Meyer, clinic director at the BC Back Clinic.
Sometimes herniated disc and bulging disc result in nerve pain, and our place will tend to be the last resort for patients that do not want to have surgery. And yeah, we get amazing results with the VAX-D decompression table. You know, if we put the good work in, follow a strict protocol and treatment plan, things will get better.
Get back on track with the BC Back Clinic, bcback.ca.
Hey, Dave Tomlinson here with my buddy Vern from the Wrap Guys. So, Vern, do you guys offer gluten-free wraps?
Huh?
What about vegan?
Dave, we do vehicle wraps and building wraps and floor wraps.
But no chicken Caesar?
Sorry, Dave, but we do have over 25 years' experience and industry-leading 7-year warranty, an award-winning in-house design team, free pickup and delivery, and free no-obligation quotes at wrapguys.com.
Make an impression that sticks. Trust the Wrap Guys. Let's go grab lunch.
Buongiorno, student.
Retirement is just around the corner. I'll finally get to travel, starting with Rome, so I decided to learn a little Italian. But did I save enough? And when should I take CPP? Oh, and what about downsizing? RBC worked with me to find the answers. We figured out what my next 30 years would look like and made a plan that fit my retirement because I have...
Silenzio, per favore.
I have no idea what he said.
Come in for a whole new conversation. RBC, let's make someday happen.
3 days, or 72 hours, or 4,320 minutes. However you measure it, that's the time you have to take advantage of the Infinity 3-Day Sale. Get an additional $1,500 in special credits and take advantage of lease rates as low as 0%. But you need to hurry, because after these 3 days, your time's up. Sale runs March 23rd to 25th. Visit your Vancouver Infinity retailer for details and a test drive today.
Now back with more of the Vancouver Giants postgame show, brought to you by Trading Post Brewing.
We're talking Giants hockey on the home of the Giants, TSN 1040.
Giants first man advantage of the afternoon. Their power play last in the WHL, 13.5%. Here's a 2-on-1 for the Thunderbirds, shorthanded. They win the draw. Niles in front for Volkan, and he's absolutely robbed by Tendek. Came across with the right pad and got his toe on that one to keep it 2-0. That is tonight's save of the game for the Vancouver Giants, brought to you by the Hockey Shop, source for sports, located in Surrey. They know hockey. The final tonight, 6-1, Seattle over Vancouver, the Giants' last game of the regular season. Brendan Batchelor back with you alongside Bill Wilms, and joined now by Giants assistant coach Tyler Kuntz. The post-game interview presented by Trinity Western University. And Tyler, just very quickly, your thoughts on this hockey game here this afternoon. Result-wise, not the way you wanted to end the season, but your takeaway from this 60 minutes of hockey here tonight.
I thought it was a poor start, obviously, and a much better finish. I thought we finished, you know, that might have been the fact that they didn't play their top line, but I thought our finish was a lot better than how we started the game. I mean, we turned the puck over in the first 20 seconds, and two forwards are caught below the goal line. It's a 3-on-2, and we try to make a play on the first pass and just miss it, and they shoot it through. I mean, I think they had first 24 shots, it was 6-0. That doesn't look good on anybody. So but after that, we were okay in the third period, and we won the third, 1-0, and kids played hard and played to the end, and really there's not much to say, honestly.
Tyler, we talked at length on our broadcast with you and Brendan and I about the future of this hockey club, and we've talked about the young guys, the Byrams and the King Cunninghams and the guys that have played, all those young kids, and obviously the older guys have given you often as much as you can. But there's five or six guys that'll be part of this hockey club next year that we really haven't talked about. I, as a coach, I'd like your opinion. Give it some thought. But let's start with a guy for sure that could be a big factor in this team. What is the upside, in your opinion, that Matt Barberis can bring to this hockey club?
Well, Matt he's a smart player that has a good offensive upside. He has a good shot. And I think for him, if he can stay healthy to start the season and play a full 72 games, I really feel he should be a guy that scores, you know, anywhere from 15 to 25 goals for us. He's got a great shot. He jumps into the rush. He's good on the offensive side of the blue line. So I think, you know, for me, he's a first-round pick. He's going to be 19. You know, I think anywhere between that 15 to 25 goal mark is somewhere where I wouldn't be surprised if he hit that mark next year. And, you know, he'd be in the top four, play against the other team's first or second line. And, you know, maybe if we have a little more depth back there next year, doesn't have to play as much penalty kill. And, you know, I think he's a guy that should bring us 23 to 24 minutes a night.
Do you see him more as a goal scorer than a playmaker, as a defenseman?
Yeah, I think, you know, I thought this year maybe we were gonna see a little bit more like a Brendan Minnell.
Exactly. I took the thought on my mind.
And because I thought last year, like watching Matt play, like before he got injured, he led our team in power play points. I mean, our power play was 23% last year. He was a big part of it. Mm-hmm. You know, and you look in going into the season, and you think you're going to get some big things. And anytime a kid gets injured right off the start of the season, by the time he gets back, it sets those guys back because everybody else in the league is caught up. They've jumped up a step. Now you got to come back, and you're starting from behind. You know, I think he is. I think he's more of a shot first guy, and you know, he's more of a trigger guy. So for us, he makes good plays in his own end. You know, he's always got his head up. So, you know, he might not get any second assists, but for sure he should be a guy that creates a lot off his shot. I remember last year, like, most of the time when he shot the puck, it was a tip or a screen or it was a rebound it was in. So he creates a lot off his good shot because it's usually pretty accurate and on the net.
Let's also talk about Braden Watts. You got him at the trade deadline for Moose Jaw in the trade with Thomas Foster going the other way. And clearly a skilled guy, had his ups and downs here in the latter half of the season, rather. But your thoughts on his potential going forward as a guy that is very likely back next year as an 18-year-old?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, one thing about Braden, he's really smart. I mean, he plays with his head up a lot. He's always, you know, he makes little plays in tight under pressure. And for him, he's got a big upside. And the only thing that he's really, I think, going to have to improve upon is, you know, is just his physical stature. I mean, and that's with a lot of kids that are 17. If he can put on some muscle and put on some size, I don't think you'll see the rigors of the season put as much wear and tear as you saw in the second half here. I mean, He started out really good, right? We play against a lot of, you know, teams out east, and then all of a sudden we come back. We play a lot of teams in our own division, and they're big and heavy and 19 and 20. And you know, you get those peaks and valleys with this 17-year-old that he doesn't have a lot of weight on him. I mean, he might be 165 pounds, and, you know, that's going to catch up to you after a while. And I think he comes back a little heavier. He's definitely a kid that you could see him playing in a top six role. Like I think he's really smart, and he found some chemistry with Ty and James. And what are Ty and James? Ty and James are really smart players. So, I mean, you know, those guys usually mesh pretty easily, and you can tell Braden something, and he'll make the adjustment. You know, a lot of other guys, you got to beat it into him, and sometimes guys never get it, but a kid like him, he's smart enough to know what he is and what he can do and how he can help the team.
Very good. Jordan Borsmeyer.
Yeah, I you know, you look at a kid like Jordan, he came from a really good program in Kelowna. And you know, I just talked to the kids at the end of the down there. I said, you know, if you're in this game long enough, you're going to be on a losing team. It just is what it is, right? Like you're gonna win, you're gonna lose, and you know, to me, that shouldn't define who you are as a player or who you are as a person or a coach or whatever. It's how you know, it's how you behave, it's how you treat your teammates, it's how you prepare, it's how you work. And a kid like Jordan Borsmeyer, he has that stuff taken care of. He's taking care of the off-ice things, a lot of the things that other kids struggle with. You know, he works, he's prepared, he's serious, he loves the game, he treats the game the right way. You know, he's a kid that he's on all the time, and he is smart. So you can see things out there, like he's picking things up away from the puck. He can be a really good player for us. He should be a very good penalty killer for us next year, blocking shots, paying the price. Like, that's the kind of kid he is. Winning faceoffs, but again, I think for him, it comes down to getting a little stronger. You know, he went from a team where he played maybe 6-7 minutes a night, and then he's got to jump in and play 15, 16, 17 minutes.
Yeah.
That's a huge jump. Like, that's not an easy thing to do for anybody. So I think he's gotten used to that a little bit. I thought last night he was real good.
I agree with you. Yeah, totally.
I scored in the game yesterday.
Yeah, I thought he was really good. Like, yeah. him and Watts were superstars on the video from last night's game, and I thought again tonight he was pretty good too, so that's real promising.
I'm going to put two guys together, Tristan DeRus and Owen Hardy. I don't know if that's fair. I don't know if they're the, you know, I think Hardy's got 6 goals, DeRus has got 1, but they kind of seem to be cut from the same cloth.
They do, and I think, again, you look at, so let's start with DeRus. I don't know, like for a 17-year-old, I don't know if there's many tougher 17-year-olds in the league. I don't know if there's many guys that are 19 that are that tough.
I agree. 17.
I mean, he takes on Braden Chizin the other night in a scrap, gives up 3 inches and a number of pounds, hangs right in there.
What's their upside as far as talent is concerned?
Yeah, like he's a fearless guy, and he's a team first guy. He'll do whatever you ask him. Now, a couple things he needs to work on: obviously foot speed, hands. But you know, he gained 15 pounds from the start of the year to now. And that's a lot. And if you look at him when he came in, completely uncoordinated, skinny guy. You know, if you look at a different scale, and you look at Chizin last year, okay, he's taller but skinny. Like, he couldn't skate at all. Mm-hmm. And you look at him this year, and you're thinking, man, he could be a player. You know, DeRus has a good summer, put some more weight on. You know, he's going to train hard. You know he will. He comes back like he could easily be a player that's hard to play against. Right, forecheck, play hard without the puck. Like for me, the start of the season, like he seems to be a kid that ends up with the puck on his stick in his own end a lot.
Interesting.
That's what, you know, I was talking to Jason about that before the game on the bus. And if you look at him, maybe his last 15 to 20 games, you've noticed better plays from him coming off the boards under pressure. Whether it's hitting the guy cross ice, hitting the slash guy, eating it, maybe protecting it, making a play where he just, you know, eats it and there's a bump out or a simple pass to his centerman, maybe chips it off the glass. I mean, start of the year, you're seeing a lot of negative plays from that side where it's a turnover or, you know, it doesn't quite make it out. And I think in the last 15 games here, I think he's really improved with that side of the game. And you ask any coach, if you have a winger that's a guaranteed where the puck's going to get over the blue line every time, or is going to be a successful pass to a guy with speed, you know, that develops a trust. And if you can trust kids in their own end, I mean, you know, that's a positive for him.
I saw Barfoot struggle with exactly that, 15 feet inside the blue line, a play at the National Hockey League that always gets out when it gets somebody over that spot. Last guy, if we got time, Badger.
Well, very quickly, Owen Hardy didn't have a chance to bring it up.
So Owen Hardy, so again, I thought this year, like coming into the year, I thought, man, like we really got something here. And I think whether it was pressure of the draft, and that happens with a lot of 17-year-olds or whatever it is, you know, trying to find the new chemistry with the new coach, that's always sometimes a bit of a struggle, right? Where do I fit in? I think in his last 20-plus games here, he's started to find an identity. He's finishing a lot of checks. You see him spinning off guys below the goal line. Like, he's starting to win more of his battles. I know we talked about it after Christmas. Was it, you know, we talked about a 10-point plan with him, and then we looked at it and said, man, like, he's not getting in those areas. But I noticed that he was in a lot of puck battles, and he was losing a lot of them. So from there, you looked at the battles that he won, and he was creating stuff. Anytime he won a battle, they were creating things. And now, if you look, his last 20 games, he's winning more of those battles. He's a good, heavy player. If you looked in the third period, he's got speed down the left side. He cuts through the middle of the ice, works, gets a shot on net. I mean, that's a real positive for him. Like, I think he's going to be a good player. Like, I really do. And I think he can be a guy, again, he's big, he's heavy, he can be hard to play against. Is he going to be a Keegan Kolesar? I don't know. Mm. But he definitely has the upside that he could get there.
Wow, that's awesome stuff. Last guy, Tyler Popovich.
So, Tyler, you know, again, you look at a kid that's tall. He's coming into a league that's fast. He doesn't have a lot of weight on him. And it's the grind of a 72-game year. He got a little bit injured. What does he do really well? He's smart. He wins faceoffs. He's got a hell of a shot. He's got good hands in tight. You know, for me, he's a kid that he's seeing what the league is like. He's seeing other kids around him that work hard every day, that don't take anything for granted. And it's not a surprise that a kid that comes in picked as high as he is, that, you know, maybe, I don't know, I wouldn't say underestimates the level a bit, but thinks maybe it might be a little easier than it is. And now I think he's had a real good taste. He's had some success. I mean, we've seen him play really good games.
He had a couple of multi-goal games this year as well, so he's played good in stretches.
Exactly.
The two assists concern me. I like to see a little bit more of a playmaker, but I love your evaluations, Coach. Go on with him.
Yeah, and he, for me, he's had peaks and valleys, but it's important to note that he's played in games where he's had success. He's been a good player. We've played him top 6 minutes at times. He's played on the first unit power play at times. That wasn't because, well, let's just see how it goes. It's because he earned it. And I think if he goes away and has a really good summer, you know, where he takes care of himself, like that, these kids now, they have to do everything right away from the rink. And if he can put on a little bit of weight, you know, he eats right, he sleeps right, he does all those good things, and then comes to camp, I think with the mindset that he wants to get into a top six role, not just, hey, I'd be real lucky to play every night and it's a bonus for him. It's now, okay, there's expectations. He's a 17-year-old, so it'll be able to, how do you manage the noise from the outside, from the agents and the parents and all the talk from central scouting and all that stuff? You know, how can you block that out and just strictly play the game? And he's going to have to trust his coaches and come in and work hard and do the right things at the rink when he's there and be an honest kid away from the rink. And I think there's nothing but good things that can happen with him. He's, you know, it's not like the Giants just picked him as a number three pick, as, you know, everyone thought that's where he would be. So, I mean, that's what he is. And next year, now he's going to start having to put his money where his mouth is, for sure.
Very quickly, we're up against the clock. Your final thoughts on your two 20-year-olds whose careers in the WHL come to an end tonight, Jeff Raymond and Calvin Spencer.
Yeah, I think it would start with Jeff. Like, Jeff came to the team, I was away at the U-16s, and he comes in and he fills a spot as a 20-year-old on a team that's got a depleted defense corps. He's had to work and see a lot of guys come in with full cages and full masks, right? And you know, watching, I think as a 20-year-old, and you come in and you see that you're going to take on a bigger role, but then you see these young kids, okay, they're playing a lot, they're playing penalty kill, they're playing power play, they're playing against the other team's top lines, I think it can be humbling at times. But for him to, like, I had a long chats with him a lot about helping the young guys more on the mental side. Like, don't, let's not worry about mistakes, but how do they handle the mistakes, right? I mean, and he's been a real good guy to lean on for the young kids. I think he's been kind of a steady Eddie back there. And then you look at Calvin Spencer, talked about it there after the game. Like, number one, we've played Seattle here twice after the deadline, and not just tonight, but the first time we played, every single player waited after the game, talked to him at the dressing room, and shook his hand after the game. Not just tonight, but the last time we played. So what does that tell you? One, tells you he's a great teammate. Two, he gets traded to a team. He's making the playoffs with Swift. That wasn't very good last year, right? He comes here, not going to make the playoffs. So what do? You know, you either play the victim and say, poor me, or you come and you thrive in a tough situation. And to me, that makes him a winning person. Like, he came in, he worked hard, he was a good teammate. He battled every game. He battled. Like, I didn't see him take a shift off from when he got here. I didn't see him take a practice off. I saw him play hurt. I saw him hurt his shoulder 4 or 5 games ago, and keep playing and say, no, I want to play. You know, and even the guy said, like, he shouldn't be playing, but it's up to him. He can't hurt any worse. So he plays through it. Like, to me, he's got a lot of character. I got a lot of time for people like that come in and just do their job and thrive in poor situations. And I think he did a great job. And I wish both those guys all the best. And I've told them if they ever need anything from me, I'd be more than happy to help them out.
Tyler, thanks for this. We'll wish you all the best as well. Really appreciate your insights throughout the season on the postgame show. And way to hang in there. I know it's been tough at times, but thanks for your thoughts. Thanks for your time. And we look forward to what this team looks like going forward.
Yeah, thanks to you guys for all the great work you guys do. And obviously, thanks to all the fans for sticking with us and supporting us through some tough times for everyone. Thanks a lot.
There you go. That's Giants assistant coach Tyler Kuntz. They fall in the final game of the season 6-1 to the Seattle Thunderbirds here tonight at the Showwear Center. We'll be back to wrap on the other side. This is White Spot Vancouver Giants hockey on TSN 1040.
Never forget what it's like to be young. Live fast, run wild, and have a blast. Today, Acura is 30 years young. We're celebrating with lease rates from 0.9% or cash rebates up to $2,500 on select 2017 MDX models. Plus, get complimentary scheduled maintenance on every new MDX. Join the celebration. See your Acura retailer for details. Acura, precision crafted performance.
Tim Hortons presents Perfect Pairings.
I'm Vicky.
And I'm Tiffany, and we've been best friends for just over 10 years.
Well, we both have Tim Hortons on our school campuses.
Yeah, so she would send me a picture of her eating a spicy crispy chicken sandwich. That would inspire me to go and get one of my own and send a picture back.
Perfect Pairings begin at Tim Hortons, like the freshly prepared spicy crispy chicken sandwich and potato wedges for just $5.99.
We always make each other laugh, which is really nice.
Regular size products only, plus applicable taxes. Prices may vary by region.
The same passion he showed on the ice, Wayne Gretzky now brings to the Okanagan Valley.
Hi, I'm Wayne Gretzky. Discover the best of BC's Okanagan Valley in every bottle of Wayne Gretzky Okanagan wine.
These great wines from the Great One are proudly crafted from 100% BC VQA grapes, like the 2014 Cabernet Sauvignon Syrah. Silky, smooth, and ready for barbecues. Wayne Gretzky Okanagan Wines, available now in the BC VQA section at your local liquor store.
You've probably heard about those coaches who have problems getting all of their players to stick to the game plan. Well, you could be a building contractor saddled with an unreliable plumbing subcontractor, or a homeowner looking to renovate. Western Plumbing and Heating has been a league leader when it comes to providing new plumbing, hot water heating, gas fitting, and ventilation systems for more than 25 years. Westrim has a construction division dedicated solely to new home installations. Westrim Plumbing and Heating at westrimplumbing.com. We care about your family's comfort.
Now, back with more of the Vancouver Giants postgame show, brought to you by Trading Post Brewing.
We're talking Giants hockey on the home of the Giants, TSN 1040.
And Semtrak has it again on the left wing board. Short pass to the front of the goal. Here's Wesley. Played it in front. He scores. Johnny Wesley with a centering feed. It bounced off the sprawling defenseman, Turner Ottenbright, and through the legs of Carl Stankowski. Giants spoiled the shutout bid for the 16-year-old Seattle netminder. Johnny Wesley makes it 6-1
And that is tonight's play of the game for the Vancouver Giants, brought to you by the Hockey Shop, source for sports located in Surrey. They know hockey. It ends up being Vancouver's last goal of the 2016-2017 season. They lose their final regular season game 6-1 tonight to the Seattle Thunderbirds here at the Showwear Center. One quick last look at the out-of-town scoreboard and some compelling stuff happening elsewhere around the league. The Spokane Chiefs beat the Portland Winterhawks 7-2. Well, the Tri-City Americans came from behind to beat the Everett Silvertip 6-5 in overtime. That means on the final day of the season, Tri-City vaults Portland into third place in the U.S. division, so the Americans will have a first-round matchup with these very same Seattle Thunderbirds. Well, it'll be the Portland Winterhawks heading way up north to take on the B.C. division-winning Prince George Cougars in the opening round of the playoffs. And the only other game on the out-of-town scoreboard brought to you by Prime Travel, it was the Edmonton Oil Kings over the Red Deer Rebels. 5-4 in overtime, Riley Stadel scoring the winning goal in his last WHL game for Edmonton. But that does it for the broadcast tonight and for our broadcast this season. My thanks to Bill Wilms riding shotgun all season long, as well as a long cast of producers and people behind the scenes that really make these broadcasts what they are. Jason McKee on every pregame show, the head coach of the Giants. He joined us on the postgame shows at home as well. Tyler Kuntz, who we chatted with just a couple of minutes ago on the postgame shows on the road as well. Cast of Thousands brings you Vancouver Giants hockey here on TSN Radio, and we really appreciate you listening and following along with this hockey club all season long. Special thanks to Cam Barra producing the broadcast back at TSN 1040 Mission Control tonight in Vancouver as well. One last reminder, you can make your deposit to become a Giants season ticket holder for the 2017-2018 season now. If you become a season ticket holder, you get priority access to tickets for the 2019 World Juniors coming to Vancouver and Victoria. Once again, you can call 604-4GIANTS, 604-444-2687. Or go online to VancouverGiants.com/season tickets for more information. And as we leave you and sign off for the last time here this season, also remind you, you can catch us every week with White Spot Vancouver Giants this week right here on TSN 1040. Our show will continue throughout the conclusion of the WHL playoffs, so make sure to join us on a weekly basis for that. And we'll leave you with tonight's post-game rewind, brought to you by Molson. Bring your Vancouver Giants ticket stub to any Bears and liquor store to save $2 on any Molson Canadian 12-pack or larger, and be entered to win a pair of tickets to a Giants home game. Once again, the final tonight from the Showwear Center. The Thunderbirds 6, the Giants 1. This is Brendan Batchelor saying thanks for listening to White Spot Vancouver Giants hockey, both tonight and all season long. And good night from Seattle. Rock driving wide, hits the trailer, True with a toe drag around, Plouffe shoots and scores! 30 seconds into the game, the Thunderbirds take the 1-0 lead. Then it comes back to Kolesar, right circle, shot, rebound, chance, and David Tendek denies Ryan Groff on a beautiful opportunity right in the slot. Calvin Spencer lays a big hit in neutral ice on Donovan Niles, who regains his footing, kicks it down the boards. Now Volker for the right circle, scores! Credit Donovan Niles. He was hammered into the boards by Calvin Spencer. Kept the puck, regained his footing, played it free. It ends up with Nolan Volkan, who beats Tendek from the right faceoff dot. The Thunderbirds go ahead 2-0. Here's a 2-on-1 for the Thunderbirds, shorthanded. They win the draw. Niles in front for Volkan, and he's absolutely robbed by Tendek. Came across with the right pad and got his toe on that one to keep it 2-0. As the Thunderbirds come up the ice and score, a quick shot from the top of the left circle by Elijah Brown beats David Tendek inside the right post. 2 minutes into the second, it's 3-0 Seattle. Kolesar passes in front, Ryan Groff all alone, stopped by Tendek with a glove. Groff had all sorts of time, stick handled it about four times on the top of the crease, and Tendek got him with a glove. The T-Birds work on the power play and score. Shot to the left point by Austin Strand. It was tipped at the top of the crease by Matthew Wedman, and it's 4-0 Seattle. Here they got a chance, top of the crease, they score. Alexander True. Jeff Raymond gets it off the far boards to center. Here's Tyler Ho with a partial break. Ho down the right wing, going to the goal. Richard on, stopped by Stankowski. And the rebound is gobbled up in front of the net by Bear. He'll drive behind the Vancouver net. Centers one-timer for Volkan. He scores. It's 6-0 Seattle. Ethan Bear back into the Vancouver end. Gives it on the left wing. Moilanen driving to the goal to the backhand. Stopped by Kubik in tight. Nice save. Semtrak has it again on the left wing board. Short pass to the front of the goal. Here's Wesley. Played it in front. He scores. Johnny Wesley with a centering feed. It bounced off the sprawling defenseman Turner Ottenbright and through the legs of Carl Stankowski. Giants spoiled the shutout bid for the 16-year-old Seattle netminder. Johnny Wesley makes it 6-1. We'll hold on to it there as the buzzer sounds. Seattle Thunderbirds beat the Vancouver Giants 6-1. And the Giants' 2016-2017 season comes to an end, as do the WHL careers of 20-year-olds Calvin Spencer and Jeff Raymond. Giants finished the season with a record of 20-46-6.
White Spot Vancouver Giants hockey can be heard all season long on TSN Radio.
Brought to you by the Vancouver Giants proud premier partners, Save-On Foods, White Spot, Hyundai, and TELUS.
For all the latest news, highlights, and ticket info, go online to VancouverGiants.com.
This TSN 1040 podcast is powered by Metro Ford. It's hard to beat a Metro Ford deal. In Fort Coquitlam and online at MetroMotors.com.